right. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of
tea.
We get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. In this year, 2023, Lord willing, we'll make it from Genesis through
Leviticus.
All right, let's have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. What a blessing it is to get to read your word and spend time together. We pray that your spirit would teach us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So, Exodus chapter 37, beginning at verse 10. He made the table of acacia wood. 2 cubits was its length, 2 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and made a molding of gold all around it. He also made a frame of a handbreadth all around it, and made a molding of gold for the frame all around it. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings on the corner of the 4 corners that were at its 4 legs. The rings were close to the frame as holders for the poles to bear the table. And he made the poles of acacia wood to bear the table, and overlaid them with gold. He made of pure gold the utensils which were on the table, its dishes, its cups, its bowls, and its pitchers for pouring. All right, so we need to ask ourselves 3 questions. A, what is this
about?
B, what's the
best verse to summarize?
And
C, what are we called to do?
All right, so what did Bezalel make?
The utensils.
Okay, he made the utensils. And what were the utensils put on?
A table.
A table. What else would go on this table? What do you think?
Showbread.
The showbread, that's right. So how many loaves of bread would there be?
6, 12.
Six, right? 2 stacks of 6. 12 of them. Good. And so you have the showbread, and so what type of wood was that table made out of?
Acacia.
Why did it need to be made out of acacia wood?
Just because God said to.
And what was, so it was made out of acacia, but then it was overlaid with what?
Gold.
Gold. Why did it need to be overlaid with gold?
Because
why it had to be overlaid with gold?
Because that way it would be holy.
Okay, maybe so it would be holy. Maybe because it's beautiful and that's what God wants. And what were on its 4 different corners? What
did he make?
What's that? Oh, not horns.
Chairs.
Not chairs.
A golden calf.
Oh, definitely not a golden calf. No, 4 rings. 4 rings. Why would a table need rings at its 4 corners?
Because that's how you can't show you to put poles through and carry.
So what type of wood were the poles made out of?
Acacia.
Acacia wood. And why were they made out of acacia wood?
Because
God said so. And then what was overlaid over the acacia wood poles?
Gold.
Why was it in gold?
Because God wanted it.
Because God wanted it too. So Bezalel, why did he make it this way?
Because God wanted it.
Because God wanted him to do it this way. Right? And did he have the skill to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Who gave him the skill to do it?
God
gave him the skill to do it. And so this is this beautiful picture that not only had God commanded this table to be made in this way, with this size, with these materials, but now somebody is being faithful in actually making it that way. So that's what this is about, the showbread, the table for showbread. I would underline verse 10, and he made the table of acacia wood. That's what I would underline. So let's ask this. What do you think you're called to do after reading this?
Obey God.
Obey God, good. What do you think, Ellie? What are you called to do? Okay, God. Okay, Bubba, what about you? What do you think this calls you to do? Should you make a golden table?
That would be hard.
That would be a big slab of wood.
that. Well, it's more like they took the slab of wood, made the table, and they almost like painted it.
Well, like hammered the gold on top of it, yeah, so it would cover all of it.
That's gonna be hard.
Yeah, it'd be really hard. It'd be really expensive too. Right, but I think you guys are right. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna tie this together. What would happen in the tabernacle? What was it? They let the incense would burn, the bread was there. What was all that to point to?
God.
Well, to God, but prayer and worship, right? And so when God commands something in worship, what should we do?
Do it.
Why?
Because you said so.
Why do you think we should do what God says in worship?
Because he said we should do what he says.
Yeah. Right, because we love him. He's the one who gets the service, and so we worship him. Like he wants to. Has God said a church is supposed to be built a specific way?
Yeah.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
What do I mean by church?
We're the church.
Oh, we're the church. Who's the foundation stone of the church now?
Jesus.
Jesus, he's the cornerstone. What's the foundation?
God.
Jesus.
Nope, the apostles and the prophets. And now we're living stones, right? But the physical church building, has God given any special direction for how we need to make the physical church building?
No.
What about the carpet? Has he told us what color the carpet needs to be?
No.
What about the pulpit? He definitely told us how the pulpit needs to be made.
Some people just worship in a shed.
Some people just worship in a shed.
Some people worship
on stones.
And some people just worship on stones.
In a house.
Some people just worship in houses. That's
some
right.
People worship on the ground.
Some people worship on the ground. But does that mean we get to do whatever we want in worship now?
No.
No. We do what? Who says?
God says.
Why?
Because he said so.
Because he said so, and he's God. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that you have shown us this pattern of what is true in heaven, that there is a tabernacle there where our Lord and our high priest, Jesus Christ, ministers. And Father, as we seek to worship you now in spirit and truth, we pray that we would do so according to what you have told us to. Lord, we do thank you for your spirit, and we pray that you would give us wisdom. And where we fail, Lord, we pray that you would forgive us. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you. May you worship him in spirit and truth. And we'll see you next time. You guys want to say bye?
Bye!
Bye! Bye! Bye!
Bye!
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.